Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. We have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of AI mindset, creating a future to live into. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a sought-after national speaker, the great Lisa Russell, who is a consultant to the multifamily industry and also a good friend of mine. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much, Paul. Super excited to be on the call, as you know, and just really having an opportunity to end the year with some completion, but also starting some New Year's resolution on how to work with AI going into 2024.
Well, you know, you and I have attended several conferences at the same time, and a lot of the topic and discussion at these conferences revolves around AI and multifamily and how it's going to kind of fold in, or how people see it folding in the future. And I know that you specifically have got an interest in it and have been working on some projects and so forth with it. So I'm excited to hear what your thoughts are. But I think the first thing you wanted to mention was, and this is something that, whether it's AI or anything else that's new and different, is change management. Let's talk a little about that. What is it, and why do we need it?
So I think that's a great way to start talking when we're talking about AI. I'm actually calling it the AI mindset. And the reason why we're calling it the AI mindset is part of a change management opportunity that we're going to need over the next year or two as we introduce more of the AI technology, you know, not only into the world, but specifically into our industry, and where we'll be directly working with and being able to utilize some of this new technology. So in with that AI mindset, what do I mean by that? And that is being part of something as it's evolving. As we have change management, what we find is the old standard change management programs that a lot of people have taken, it was really a systematic approach to kind of dealing with a transition or a transformation of whether it's the organizational's goals, their processes, or their technologies. So change management can be anything. It can really be some of the just manual processes that you do, but there is a systematic, you know, approach to those. And the other thing is that we want to make sure that we're, kind of with the purpose of doing that is making sure, are we implementing the right strategies? Are we really controlling the change? And then how are we helping people to adapt to the change? And so that's one of the really biggest things that we want to make sure as we're going into this with, like I said, the AI mindset, are we really covering all three of those purposes?
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that everybody who I've heard speak at conferences about AI, you know, they always bring up the concern with the change of bringing AI into multifamily, that, you know, people are concerned about, is it going to take my position? Am I not going to have a job? You know, that type of thing. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Absolutely. And I think that that's important conversations to have. I think the first thing, just being in the last couple of conferences, that really kind of surprised me was that I would speak to people and say, what do you think about AI? And they would say, oh, we are using it in our marketing, and this is how we're using it. And as I talked to people, I really discovered they equated AI with only a marketing. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, I started realizing, because we've had so many great new applications coming out, maybe with lead tracking or with some of the new CRMs, where there are actual AI components being utilized in some of those features, that the assumption was the AI was going to be for marketing. And I think what we've really got to start to see is, as we expand our horizon, the AI applications will start to be applied in all aspects of the business. So from everything from marketing to actually resident engagements, all the way through rent collections, accounting processes, and then some of the stuff I'm working on, the asset management side of really utilizing data. And so I think the bigger thing for people to know now in the industry, when they think AI, they need to think, how are we utilizing the data to the best way possible? And in that regard, when we talk about taking jobs or anything that may affect jobs, all it's going to be able to do is give us an opportunity to to remove some of the menial tasks and really give us, in some cases, our time back when we have some of the basic repetitive tasks actually taken care of by AI, and so that the actual customer service side can be enhanced, that human contact, that individual sales, those type of things can be enhanced. So that's where I'd like to really make sure that we see that the AI in the future, and I will enhance what I call HI, and HI is that human intelligence, right? So that's what I really want us to see, is how do we work together in this, in the bigger scope, to not have a fear of it, but have more of a and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But how do we really shift the context of that of the mindset?
Yeah, we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment, and I wanted to. Can you expand on the three points that you said are important when you're talking about mindset? And I know with change management, talk a little bit about those.
Yeah, the three that I really try to stick to myself is making sure that we're actually planning and implementing strategy. So that would be number one. Do we have a strategy for this, for AI? Are we sitting down and making sure to map it out so that it is, consistent with all of the other processes, procedures, and things that we may have? The second thing is controlling the change so that you're pacing it within your organization, so that you're making sure each department is, enrolled in the opportunity, and you're also controlling how that rollout is going. So there is a kind of managed chaos, if you would say, controlled chaos, when you're implementing anything new. And the final thing is really helping our employees and the people in our organization adapt to this change. And I like to even say, let's make sure that we're implementing what I call the C's of change, and that is that we're using culture and communication and compassion, courage, and change in action. My favorite C is collaboration. Finally, we get to common purpose, conscious of self. And then the last one we're going to talk about at the end of this call today is creation. So all of those C's are important in the sea of change, so that everybody feels involved and really not left behind.
Where do you see, this is just I don't even know if there's a term for it, but we've got about a minute left in the segment, but where do you see the current spot where we are with multifamily? Multifamily is notorious, people say, for accepting change very slowly compared to other industries. Where do you see us right now? Are we still in the embryonic stage of AI? in multifamily, or where are we?
We are, and I think that that's the reason why at the stage that we are now, it's kind of like we don't know what we don't know, and that's okay. But that's part of the kind of exciting part of it, right? Is that let's open up and really embrace what's coming, and that's what I really would like to make sure that we're doing, is how are we ourselves, and what are we doing to embrace the new technologies. As far as where the multifamily industry is today, we are at a very low level usage of AI in limited capacities in certain technologies, and that's okay. That's part of what we need to do, is kind of take one bite at a time and really kind of evolve into it. But the difference between the past technologies that took 15 years to evolve, AI will evolve much quicker. And so I think that that's part of what we have to keep in mind, is that whether our industry is slow moving or fast moving, AI itself is fast moving. And so that's where the true adjustment needs to be.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Elevate your apartment game with Multi-Housing News and their exclusive newsletters. MHN is the leading integrated resource for people and companies that own, invest in, develop, manage, and/or market multifamily real estate. Join the thousands of real estate professionals who trust MHN in their daily, weekly, and bi-monthly newsletters to keep them informed and inspired with property management trends, news, podcasts, and more. Find out more information at multihousingnews.com/subscriptions.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
REV, the multifamily leasing company, is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book REV's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let REV drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up, value add, conventional leasing. Let REV be your long-term leasing solution. Go to revlmc.com to find out more. That's revlmc.com. REV is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire REV today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of AI mindset, creating a future to live into. I'm Paul Markson. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a sought-after national speaker, the fantastic Lisa Russell, a consultant to the multifamily industry. And before we get back into the conversation, I want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to the archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Lisa, in the first segment, we discussed change management and what is it and why we need to do it. Also, this segment, we're going to talk about embracing the unknown. Tell us about that.
So when we kind of start to really look at something that's completely new, there's a lot of different techniques that you can use. And what I really like to call it is, I call it embracing the unknown. And why? What does that look like? how do we as an organization just be really transparent with our employees to say, we're not sure what all this is going to look like, but we're all on going on this journey together, and we want to make sure that we're setting up everybody for success. And part of that is really full transparency. And so when we talk about embracing the unknown, we're talking about really digging into and talking about certainty and uncertainty. Now, those sound kind of generic, but in some cases, there is a person that has a mindset that they must live and function in an element of certainty. Mm-hmm. And then there's other people that are okay with uncertainty. They're okay with, you know, not having a plan. They're okay with that. And there's two different personalities. And there's no judgment. One's not any better than the other. But what you want to do is self-reflect, and you want to be able to have that understanding. Are you one of those people that really has to have a very detailed plan of certainty, or are you somebody that embraces, you know, uncertainty? And once you do that, you have the ability then to kind of go one level deeper. And that's when you start to see that there's stages in change management, changes as we embrace AI, that are going to happen within our organization.
What are some of those stages that you see?
So some of the stages are, and really going through them, interesting enough, there's four main stages. And those stages are, the first one is really a shock or denial. I experienced that myself personally as I started really diving into and researching how far AI is already advanced in not just multifamily, but out in the world. And so that first shock or denial is the best thing I can tell people is to try ChatGPT. Sign up for the free opportunity online and play with the prompts where you're inputting a question and it's giving you an output. And as you develop that, you'll see that you move to the next stage of that, which would be perhaps acceptance. And that would be, hey, I see or I accept how this could really help me. And you start to then explore more and be a lot more open to having an AI, you know, giving you the answers, or perhaps even writing an entire business plan for you if needed. So that shock and denial, though, in the beginning can be the resistance we sometimes see in this industry when there is an opportunity presented for change. There is a stage, though, that I don't want to really overstep, which is can be anger or fear stage. That anger fear stage you kind of alluded to earlier is where somebody may fear for their job or be angry that there is a process that they've done for 15 years that process is no longer going to be utilized anymore because it's not necessary given the AI. So a letting go of some old processes, and many of us that are old school, we like our old processes. And so that anger or fear stage is definitely one to not ignore. That we've talked a little bit about that acceptance stage, but the final stage is when people are really on board and committed. And that commitment stage is where the true learning and the true embracing of that unknown that we've talked about can really take place. So none of these stages are a bad place to be. They're just where you are. And that's what I want to really share with people or leaders that are in our industry. If your team is in the shock and denial stage, it's okay. It's just the stage where they are. If they're, you know, into the anger and fear stage, again, asking questions and guiding them through that stage to get to the next stage of acceptance and commitment.
We've got about 4.5 minutes left in the segment. You know, you know me, I'm an old guy. You said old school, but I'm an old guy. And I, you know, it's not that I fear change. It's when it comes to technology, it intimidates me to a certain extent, only because I don't understand it. I obviously did not grow up with the technology that we have today as younger generations have, and find it easier, I guess, or to be able to understand it. So my question is, if someone has a organization, a management organization in the multifamily industry, and they've got throughout their organization people from different generations, and they're incorporating AI in, do you see it's more of a generational thing to embrace the change? From the standpoint, the younger generations that maybe grew up with technology like this are able to adapt to it quicker, and it's not as much of a hurdle. And the older generation of people that they're still working in the organization, that's where they see the resistance or the fear or intimidation. In my case, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think that's why we're having really an in-depth conversation about this, because if you self-evaluate and self-reflect that you find out that change is where you are, but if you're already in a stage of, let's just say you're in a stage of fear, if you're in that stage of fear, you're not able to explore. You're not able to start like rebuilding a process. So you're actually at more of, if you're at that stage, what you want to see is the, and I try to say it this way, in your hand, you can hold fear or you can hold play. Which one, you know, you want to choose. And once you see I'm holding fear, there's not going to be access or availability to play and exploration and learning. So that's the first awareness factor. It's really getting to, where am I with this? If you're at that stage and you can say, I'm at a stage that this is all so new to me that I'm fearful of it, that's a great place to start. The second stage is really then, and the second part of that is then, how do I incorporate play or exploration, or training so that I let go of that fear? And then I see what's possible. And so I love it because we've always been evolving. You and I, in our last call almost a year ago, we talked about going from the typewriters to where we are with computers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything's in the cloud now. So we have been part of change in this industry. It is always evolving, but we saw it at such a slower pace that it wasn't as confronting, maybe, or as we may not have been as fearful about it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing of change is going to occur whether we want it to or not. It's just the way the world goes, and when it takes a longer period of time, it is more subtle, as opposed to all of a sudden there's something that you've never heard of, like AI. And, you know, in regards to the industry, and it's starting to infiltrate in the industry in a lot of different ways, which is good. I think change is and can be good. So
that's part of what, when we say embracing the unknown, it's really setting the mindset, I'm open to really embrace whatever AI has to bring. And I want to emphasize this, AI will start to take away processes and speed processes and really be that the conduit that's a faster opportunity for us to actually grow some of our people. And so I want to see that, I want everybody to see that in the past we've added things. AI, in some cases, will take it away from us. Mm. And I think that's the biggest aha moment, is when something that we've done and takes 2 days to do will be done in 10 minutes. You've gained back time.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be so much more valuable for us than I think that we can even comprehend, if that makes sense.
It does. And we are going to stop here with this segment. We're going to be back with our third segment of this episode right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
We are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of AI mindset, creating a future to live into. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, a sought-after national speaker, the fabulous Lisa Russell, a consultant to the multifamily industry. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. And Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. So, Lisa, in the first segment, we talked about change management. In the second segment, we touched on embracing the unknown, our mindset. Let's talk a little bit about self-reflection. How do we handle change in our lives?
I think really one of the things that kind of to summarize what we've talked about is, are you somebody that is good with just the status quo? Are you somebody that may thrive in disruption or sometimes in the chaos of things? Are you curious, and are you someone that likes to do really research and kind of exploring new topics? And finally, are you someone who likes to really take it apart and rebuild it, like really be part of that rebuilding process? So the status quo, the disruption, the explorer, and the rebuilder. I think it's important to really self-reflect how you are with change, and really just say, it's not a judgment again. I just want to know, this is where I am, and this is the type of person I am. I'll give you the best example with that. When I have employees, and as a leader, it was really important for me to know, you know, who are my disruption chaos leaders that I can throw them in any situation, upside down. I can land them in the desert and they'll lead a team out of the desert. Those disruption chaos leaders are valuable for that mindset. Those research or explorative employees are the ones that come back with maybe a 14-page paper telling me, the best ways that we can do change management. And then, of course, you have that status quo person who just says, I like steady as we go. I like the processes and procedures that I have. I like not a lot of change. And really identifying why that status quo is important to them. What does it mean? Maybe security. And then you can deal with if that status quo is disrupted, is that lack of security, right? And then that final rebuilder is somebody that can see the whole picture from end to end on an end-to-end solution and really guide the team all the way through each one of the processes to get there. So that's part of that self-reflection that we're talking about. All too often, I work with organizations, they bring in the technology, but they haven't done the groundwork on self-reflection for each one of their team members and really, really fitting the right people in the right roles. If you're a status quo person in charge of actually implementing an AI solution here in the future, there's going to be a problem with that. And so you may have to pair up a status quo with somebody who is a disruptor, and then they partner on like the new adventure or the implementation. So let's make sure as leaders that we're really self-reflecting as an organization so that we're self-reflecting for our individual employees, and then let them utilize the strengths that they have, because each one of those carry their own strengths so that they can help each other as an overall team.
What are some of the, I guess, downsides to some of those different types of folks that you really have to kind of look for the strengths from others on the team to help?
So you may get somebody that, like the rebuilder, may want to tear it down to the dirt and rebuild, and maybe that's not necessary. Maybe you're just taking a few, taking off a few processes at a time. So some of those can be extreme change, and they want it rapidly. And then you have other people that want it extremely slow. So a lot of leaders say, well, I'm just going to throw it in and figure it out as we go without that self-reflection. Now, why do we spend this kind of time on it? Because part of that is, as we're engaging and we start to see this, 75% of business leaders today believe that the AI and, machine learning is going to be part of the global business and its impact. 75%, that's a very high number. So in that regard, we want to make sure that we understand that we have organizations have support for every skill-based talent that we have out there, and that we are ready to go into a totally new world. And as we do that, that's in AI is going to be in HR, it's going to be in marketing, it's going to be in finance, it will be in IT, it's going to touch all the areas of our organizations. So we want to make sure that our teams have the mindset and have the preparation beforehand in that cycle. And that could be some very simple reflective exercises. It could be really having conversations about it, really being transparent. And so as you're digging up some of this, and the purpose that we're doing this in our last segment here of the day, we're going to give you a tool that you can actually use with yourself and for teams, not only in the business environment. You could take it home and use it in your personal environment, and it's something that you could use even with your kids. So when we start to talk about these things, and that's part of why I'm talking about it, is because when I start talking AI with people, and it's such a generic term, everybody starts to get a preconceived mindset. And that preconceived mindset will really affect how they operate and how they adapt to the changes that we have coming.
Well, we've got a, 2 minutes left and in this segment before we get into our final segment. I wanted to ask you, I know you mentioned in the very first segment that you see AI has really broken through and is starting to break through in marketing in the multifamily industry. And I know your involvement has to do with asset management, using AI and asset management. I'm just curious, and I'm sure our listeners are too, how do you see that kind of evolving in asset management?
The process of what I'm involved in with the asset management piece is actually utilizing all the data that we get, whether it's through all the vendor applications that we now utilize. There's data sets that they have and data we're not even using. It's sitting there in that in the vendor app, and it doesn't have a place to go or go back to. The PMS systems don't have a way to capture all that data and really have access to it. AI will actually allow us to structure data sets and have AI answers at our fingertips. If you've got a pet screening program and they collect data on your residents and their pets, and that is later fed into an AI system that actually can, you can actually ask it questions similar to, you know, how many dogs do we have on this property? How many mid-sized dogs, how many large dogs, you would be able to have instant answers without having to go back and do any, you know, manual tracking of those types of things. It's in the data already. We just haven't been able to access it. So that's what I really see will be the biggest change, is that the things that we would love to have had the answers for before, we just didn't have access. The asset manager but portion of that will really give asset managers the ability to see data from multiple property management systems. Maybe they're looking at Yardi and Trotta and Resman. We'll be able to pull all those the data sets from the different systems into one dashboard, and then they're able to really have a really good overlay or snapshot of their properties, and then they could start to compare some of those statistics specifically in analyzing and making decisions on expenses, making sure that you are tracking your CapEx projects, things like that. So with AI, we'll be able to actually now have access to the data that we've been collecting.
And get it instantly, really. I mean,
absolutely. And,
yeah.
And it's real-time information. Many people who've been in the asset management business have had to work from reports that could be 60 days old.
Yeah.
So you're making decisions. Now, going forward, we'll be making decisions with real-time data and data at our fingertips. And that's a really exciting time for us, because think of the things that we can kind of the preventive maintenance that can be done, and or where we can monitor cash flow in a way. And so those in that environment, that's what we're starting to just learn, is that everything that we have in a written contract form, leases, everything can be scanned into AI, and then that information's at your fingertips.
Perfect. All right. Well, we are going to be back with our final segment of this episode right after this short break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we're discussing the topic of AI mindset, creating a future to live into. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me by phone is a longtime multifamily industry veteran and sought after national speaker, the awesome Lisa Russell, a consultant to the multifamily industry. I do want to take a quick moment and thank some of our other sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience, is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry. And CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Lisa, I know in this last segment you want to talk about an exercise, and you wrote a note to me that says, creating from nothing. So I'm interested to find out about that. What is that all about?
Well, I think that as we've talked about mindset and the AI mindset, I want to keep saying that because why are we, what are we working towards really? And when we think about creating from nothing, what does that come up to it? No idea, right? But what we realize is we're really creating, as the title was, creating a future to live into. But when you're creating a future, you can't focus on the past. You really have to be present to where you are now and really in that moment be able to create where you're going. And so that's where we want to get to. That's the final step of the mindset that we want to do. Now, before we do that, I do want to just emphasize some of the key takeaways that is going to, in regards to AI and really creating the future. And that is that the business leaders are very optimistic about the impact of AI. And so they want to be conscious of and make sure that we are aware of the security and any risks and any transitional time with employees. All of that's going to be kept in consideration as we move forward. But part of that also is employees being excited about the AI and that the leaders that, that are training and as it's coming in, staying open to and being curious about kind of where is this going to impact me and how is it going to change my normal work environment. And so that curiosity is important. Especially and crucial to that is really making sure that we're doing our training and we're doing our mindset training so that we are setting that foundation. And then the final thing is really, are we making sure as we are accessing data and making sure that we're improving work and working in work environments and really making sure to augment the human skills and enhance organizational cultures using AI as that catalyst because we're able to do things we've never been able to do before. So those are what I say is out there is the possibility of what AI and the AI mindset can really provide for your company, yourself, and your employees. Now, using the tool that I've used for many, many years, when it comes to change, when it comes to really viewing an opportunity with a team, many years ago, I was with a team in Colorado, and that team didn't get along. Everybody had different mindsets. They all had different issues with what was going on site. And there was complete breakdown of really what was happening. In that moment, we called a group meeting. We had everybody come together and we said on one piece of paper, we took one single piece of paper and we had them write down everything that they could think of as far as the issues at hand. And everybody had a say and got to express what their concerns were. And we just filled up that piece of paper. Every almost corner that you could imagine, we just kept writing until we were completely exhausted with what was going on with the team. And everybody felt like they had said what they needed to say. At the end of that exercise, I took the same piece of paper that we had written all of the concerns, all of the problems, all of the issues of the moment, and we flipped it over. Just by flipping the paper over, the team saw a new, fresh, blank piece of paper. And I said, if all of those things we've just talked about for the last half hour, if those were handled and those were taken care of, what would be possible? That's what we wrote on the second piece of paper, the blank backside. Mm. We wrote what was possible. We created in that blank space from nothing. And that's when the team got to say what was possible for them if those other things were taken care of. One young lady from the back of the room said, "Do you mean I could go home at the end of the day and be with my family and actually get the laundry done?" Like, in her mind, that's what some of these other issues had meant to her. And so we wrote that down too. And at the end of the day, after everybody put their possibilities there, we combined it. And at the end of the day, the team came up with a slogan. And that is that we end each day whole, complete, and perfect, so that we excel and that we succeed as a team. And with that new mindset, we flipped the page back over, and each one of the people in the room took an object of concern, and in less than 48 hours, those concerns were gone, taken care of, handled. They weren't able to solve the problems on the first part of that page because they had not been able to then create a new possibility, a future to live into. And so when I say that, that's what we have to be careful about with AI. We have filled up the first page with all the thoughts we've read in the paper, what we've heard on TV, anything that has, you know, our mindset has been, you know, conditioned to understand AI is coming to take our jobs, or concerns, our mindsets need to be written down, and then a clear piece of paper to what would be possible if I had AI in my life and it could take these hours and hours of tedious, repetitive tasks away from me. What would then be possible? That's the possibility that is available if we have the right mindset.
Wow. That's a fantastic exercise. And I know our listeners will be able to benefit from that, not only their work life, but then their personal life too. I want to transition out of the topic, but I want you to be able to tell us a little bit about, we got 2 minutes left. So tell us a little bit about how you got in the industry, what you're working on now, and if someone wants to reach out to you and talk to you about that exercise or anything else about AI, how they can do that.
Well, thank you so much, Paul. 37 years ago, I walked onto a college campus and the housing department asked me to take care of apartments on campus as part of my a part-time job that went into a full-time job. And I've never left the industry. I've literally been into the property management industry from that day. And what I've seen is the evolution. I've seen us evolve to this point. And I've always wanted something that could really tie it all together for us. And that's what AI has been able to do. I'm now involved with a development team that is structuring AI so that the data points we've collected all these years, all the historical stuff, can be loaded in and at a fingertips, be able to guide our teams in a new direction with better information. And that's my goal, is to see that at the end of the day, a system that comes in works hand in hand with our teams, the employees, our leaders, our owners, to make better decisions. And the AI will actually be able to make some comparative analysis and decisions that we just simply couldn't see before. And so that's opening the eyes of the industry and then changing how those decisions are being made. That, to me, is That's my career goal. And so reaching me at by email, you can get me at Lisa. It's actually L. Russell at thefutureofleasing.com. And that's my email address, because every day I'm thinking, what is the future that we're living into? And how can I be a part of that and guide us to this, into this next stage of AI, and really utilizing a completely new mindset about it.
Perfect. Well, we're going to have to end it here. And, you know, you're welcome back on anytime. You've always got a lot of great information to share with our listeners. But we're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.